From PR News in Washington, I'm following PR's reports. The president of Mexico's top electoral court issued a report today that says America is significantly degraded and is still dangerous. On Wall Street, 7446-367-319. This is PR News. An Indonesian man on the resort island of Bali on October 1st last year. I'm sentenced to 8 years in prison for harboring PR News in Washington.
PR News, Washington. The alleged mastermind is still at large.
Invisible poison gases.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with
the subgenius power of
sound. Annihilating death rays. And you shall be my first soldiers.
It made you forget many things. We are the supreme race. We have the supreme weapons.
That's Bob.
You mean you don't know him? You know this man.
No, sir. I've never seen that man before in my life. But you know something? He kind of looks like somebody, doesn't he?
Mr. Gerard, you have a friend named Bob.
Bob is just about my best friend in the world. That's Bob. Everybody needs shoes. I'm a salesman.
Said, you have a friend named Bob.
Bob!
Besides, if you haven't done anything, why are you upset that you don't get anything?
Welcome to Living on Purpose. My name is Lynn, and I am your host.
Fabulous. Well, let's do it. What's really going on with people? Sometimes I feel like a third, but a lot of times I don't know what I did. Docs are jealous of my back. I threw up, freaked out all the time. It just lit my fire. No clue. I was the sexuality expert. Have no clue. I do entertainment. I'm dead.
Unbelievable.
Self-centered. I'm flabbergasted. Self-centered. Ignorance. Low IQ. Self-centeredness. Weakness. Some people criticize me for being so wrong. Crap. I'll do it. Seriously, I am in a closet. In the closet. Don't mean anything. Hooked on phonics.
So did you ever shock up?
Yeah, I did. Gimme. You ask something of me and I'm out of here. I got condemned as hate speech, suggesting that people murder me.
Sack.
Yeah.
You got big feet.
I can be touched.
Dick feeling.
Stitch, open the door and come in.
The sullen, deep, mysterious, violent, deathly, creeping, monstrous, formless character in my mind.
Bob is in my mind, my friends, and in Lemur's mind. Fernanda Dende Lemur did half of those previous cut-ups we've been listening to, although Norrell Preff did the Ann Coulter, if that's who that is. He did Ann Coulter. And Buddy Morrow did the Bob Pitt and the Pendulum business there. This is Hour of Slack number 1064. And we're making use of subgeniusy tracks, which directly unmask the conspiracy. But before we go into that, let's go down to the Garden of Eden with Fat Harry White.
Hey, baby. You be Eve, and I'll be your Adam. Together, we'll taste the forbidden fruits of love in the Garden of Eden. Yeah.
Hey! I mean, talking about Garden Eden and all that, right? I was talking to my old mate Bob the Gardener the other day. Now, Bob tends to work mainly on the sloping hills of the Yorkcestershire Dales, right? And he's probably the most talked about uphill gardener in the area. Anyway, we were talking about smoking, actually. Now, Bob's a heavy smoker, but I've not smoked a fag for years. I'm not kidding. Last time I had a puff was about 10 years ago. I'll never forget it. It was in my bedroom on New Year's Eve. I remember deciding to give him up and thinking, hey, I wonder if I'll ever taste one again. Tell you what, not touched one since.
Now, Bob mainly smokes roll-ups with the cheapest tobacco he can buy. But on special occasions, he always treats himself to a good rough shag. Then, you know, sometimes he'll have the occasional 20 Super Kings. He said he sometimes has a sneaky one in the bath when his wife Anne is in bed. He just lies back in the bubbles, gets his king size out and pulls on it slowly. Not that his wife would mind, because she's a heavy smoker too. She smokes up to 60 cigarettes a day. She told me about a time once, about 3 years ago, when Bob tried to give her one on the back of his moped. Just as he was about to put it between the lips, he came off by the Pelican Crossing, you know. Anyway, I mean, smoking's bad for you. I advise you not to do it, you know. But I mean, I like talking to Bob, because I'm interested in gardening, you know. In fact, I was in the back garden with Fat Aria, you know, the bread knife, the other night, and she suggested we build an ornamental pond in our garden. Well, I told her, it's a great idea. I mean, not only would it become the main feature of our garden, but I thought it'd be handy to stick some fish in there which we could eat. You know, like a couple of dozen trout, maybe the odd school of salmon. Frogs even, you know, they're a nice delicacy, aren't they? Hop straight onto the barbecue. Anyway, right, my old mate Fat Larry gave me the idea. He keeps trout in his pond. I'll never forget the last time I was in his garden. I was stood by the water's edge when I asked him if he'd give me one. Ooh, talk about fresh. No sooner had I asked him when he thrust this 9-inch slippery specimen into me hand. Tell you what, I hadn't expected him to whip it out there and then. I'm worried it would leave a slimy mess on my car coat. I immediately tossed it off. Anyway, when it came to our pond, I had a big question for Harriet. I walked round the garden with her and asked her where, you know, she wanted me to stick it. She said she fancied having it in the middle of the lawn so all the neighbours could see. Now, truth be known, I thought they might think we were showing off, so I suggested we have a little one behind the greenhouse. Well, after a little bit of persuasion, she agreed to it. She said she didn't mind it being little, as long as it was good and deep, you know. Well, I grabbed hold of my trusty spade and said, no problemo, and promptly set about getting on the job with my old tool clutched firmly in both hands. It's not a new model, but though I say so myself, it's still got a sturdy shaft, and the head, whilst undeniably battered, it still gets the job done. Anyway, the pond was a great success. The final touch was the 3-foot ornamental bird stuck in the middle. I'm not kidding. Everyone who calls always comments when they see the huge stork I have on display. Oh, yeah. Come on, down to the Garden of Eden, God's own garden of love. I am your apostle of Amore. Will you be my...
A fat, hairy white there from his album, Baby. And now... Lie Girls.
Feeling lonely? Terrified? Isolated from the world community? Call now. Real girls are standing by to tell you exactly what you want to hear.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended.
The economy is growing bigger and bigger. It's so big.
Our girls are dirty and nasty and completely shameless.
America is safer.
Terrorists are going to kill you.
Call now to enter our fantasy world of spin.
We will leave no child behind.
Clear skies.
Healthy forests.
Culture of life.
We're the coalition of the willing.
Hey, you forgot Poland.
They'll be anything you want them to be.
I'm the war president.
I'm the peace president.
I'm a uniter, not a divider.
I'm a cowboy.
And they'll say just about anything.
The Iraqi regime possesses biological and chemical weapons.
Mission accomplished.
Call now.
Lie Girls is where that commercial came from. And you can actually download that at liegirls.com. Next, Norel Pref, followed by Little Abner meets the Goodyear Pimps and the Rudy Schwartz Project, which is also what's heard in the background music right now.
Popemobile beats hot theology.
I'm against America.
Popemobile beats hot theology.
Who first blew this CIA operative?
Bush visiting a school in Sarasota, Florida, September 8, 2000.
This nation will forget.
Popemobile beats hot theology.
Just as I stood up and turned,
Forces didn't find weapons of mass destruction. The administration knew it was all bogus. Team Bush found nothing.
President Dick Cheney says there may be no evidence. Dance on Meet the Press.
Popemobile beats hot theology.
It's hard not to think about.
Would like to inflict the same kind of damage again. Continue to hurt. Thank you.
Popemobile beats hot theology.
And there was just this tremendous explosion.
One. Troubles at home.
A ball of fire came from behind me.
Direct hit. Thank you for the great disappointment.
Don't show your face here. The government is tipsy.
Significant quantities of uranium.
Doom. Popemobile beats hot theology.
Bob is better off today.
Popemobile beats hot theology. Beats propane. Doom. Private.
When we continue to
forget,
we will forget. Of times, forget. We will.
Perfect enchilada.
And my beloved constituents of Dogpatch, I could stand here and bask in the sunshine of your warm greeting forever.
Bask on your own time, Fogbound.
Yeah, get to the point. I bet you all wonder what I've been doing down in Washington these last 18 years.
We didn't care just so long as you was there and we was here.
Why? Senator, tell them what you done for us down there in Washington.
I done got the United States Senate to pass the jackass fog-bound bill.
Hey! There's no jackass like our jackass.
That's right.
Through my efforts, little old Dog Patch, obscure, unknown, poverty-stricken Dog Patch is going to be world famous.
And just what foe is we going to be famous for? What foe?
You is going to save the lifeblood of a vigorous, thriving American industry. That's what for.
And what industry is that, Senator?
My boy, a glorious young industry devoted solely to the stimulation and relaxation so necessary for the American businessman. An industry known as Las Vegas, and that is why the Jackass Fogbound Committee has been chosen.
To find a new place to test them ATOM bombs and guided missiles?
Yes, sir. Some place we can blow off the face of the earth. Some spot that ain't never going to be missed. In fact, the most unnecessary place in the whole USA.
Well, I'll be dogged. How about that?
And I now has the honor and the privilege of announcing that after a 4-year government survey of all the no good, no account, unnecessary places in this whole country, you has been selected as the most unnecessary of all. Now pay attention, you lovable citizens. You all's going to be moved out of here by order of the United States government. And here's the fine government scientist who will supervise your evacuation. Citizens, meet Dr. Rasmussen T. Fensdale.
Friends, we intend to move you from Dogpatch to a necessary place in our society. Now, the first detonation will be on Wednesday, but the evacuation will start immediately, so good luck and thank you.
And so, my dear constituents, as I bid you farewell, I beg you, don't let me down. Just remember, your government is spending $1 million on one bomb just to blow your homes off the face of the earth. So show your appreciation.
Don't take the rag off of the bull. Don't take the tassel off of the pole.
Of all the very ordinary, most unloved, unnecessary places on this
sir, they send on yours. They send on yours. As sure as you're born. They send on yours.
The greatest waste in the world is what you are.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine.
Frankly, I didn't contemplate it.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier.
Frank, I'll be honest with you, I don't have any idea.
If I wanted to kill somebody, I'd take this book and beat you to death with it, and I wouldn't feel a thing.
Either you take care of him, or we will. I'm sick.
It's a comedy. It's a comedy tragedy.
They don't protect us from killers. They hurt us again. They want to hurt us again.
Now you do what I say.
Destroyed lives and put them in mass graves and had torture rooms.
It's good.
A long time ago, being crazy meant something. Nowadays, everybody's crazy.
Well, tell us about Washington, son. Is it run by a bunch of crooks?
No, sir, Pappy. And Washington's a right pretty town. Why, everything's made out of big old white marble, and you can't hardly spit without you hitting a national shrine. Right, Sam?
I ought to know, because I let go a chaw of tobacco in a strong wind. It ricocheted around the Washington Monument, flew past old Abe Lincoln, and come to rest on Jefferson's dome.
Thank heaven it didn't hit none of the Confederacy.
Sam got a $5 fine. They got law up there that says you can't deface a national shrine.
Well, they've erected monuments of opulence in their own image. In your village, they rape and pillage. Ain't a wrinkle in their three-piece suits. They don't a bang-up number at a nearly around summer. Hunger's not a problem, unless, of course, it's you. There's plenty of distractions to harness your reaction. There are many little factions to keep you subdued. Ooh, and the lines are always long, and there's always something wrong. Yeah, and they always extra smug and try to blame it on you. They do a damn good job of running things. Running things, I say now. They do a damn good job of running things. Running things, I say now. They do a damn good job, a damn good job. They do a damn good job, I say now. They do a damn good job of running things.
Well, never mind about defacing no national shrine, son. Tell us about the government. All them crooks.
Well, there ain't no crooks up there, Pappy. As far as I can see, there's a very nice mess of people. And I can tell you all this much. The country's doing just fine. Right, Sam?
You is so right, boy.
Them city folks and we-uns are pretty much alike.
Oh, they ain't used to living in the sticks.
We don't like stone or cement.
But we is in agreement.
When we gets down to talking politics, the country's in the very best of hands. The best of hands. The best of hands.
The Treasury says the national debt is climbing to the sky.
And government expenditures have never been so high.
It makes a feller get a gleam of pride within his eye to see how our economy expands. The country's in the very best of hands.
They always silence voices of dissent, regardless of intent. They get particularly upset with individuals who speak truths. Your voice is never counted, if ands or buts about it. Oh, you can shout it, they'll discredit or shoot you too. When they incarcerate more people than any other nation and take vacations while inflation makes it hard to buy food, clothing, and shelter. This fucking thing's off kilter, so fuck them all. I pledge allegiance to me and you. They do a damn good job of running things. Running things, I say now. They do a damn good job of running things.
The country's in the very best of hands. The best of hands. The best of hands. The farm bill should be 89% of parity.
Another fella recommends it should be 93.
But 80-95%, who cares about degree? It's parity that no one understands. The country's in the very best of hands.
Running things, I say now. They do a damn good job, a damn good job. They do a damn good job, I say now. They do a damn good job of running things. Running things. drugs into the country, smuggle cookins are crack. That's a fact, it's a trap, and anyone that you ask will tell you. Now if you show them your passports and personal stash, then make you take off your shoes and get a dog to smell you. But then your doctor slash dealer peddles dope to the fiends. He swears his claim, prescribes it out to the mainstream. Now if you look, it's pretty easy to see. And if you listen rather close, I think you know what I mean. Agree?
Us voters is connected to the nominee. The nominee's connected to the treasury. When he ain't connected to the treasury, he sits around in his thigh bones. They sits around in this place they got, this big congressional parking lot. Just sits around in there, you know what? Up there they calls it a thigh bones. Them bones, them bones, gonna rise again. Gonna exercise the franchise again. Gonna tax us up to our eyes again. When it gets them off in their thigh bones. The country's in the very best of hands. The best of hands. The best of hands.
Them GOPs and Democrats each hates the other one.
They's always criticizing how the country should be run.
But neither tells the public what the other's gone and done. As long as no one knows where no one stands,
the country's in the very best of hands.
Ooh, they do a damn good job of running things. Running things, I say now. Ooh, they do a damn good job of running things. Running things, I say now. Ooh, ooh, they do a damn good job, a damn good job. They do a damn good job, I say now. Ooh, they do a damn good job of running things. Running things.
The money that they taxes us, that's known as revenues.
They compounds the collateral, subtracts the residues.
Don't worry about the principal and interest that accrues. They're shipping all that stuff to foreign lands.
The country's in the very best of
Squelchy made it glisten with pink
and served up big stupid so yous all take a drink.
The Dallas Cowboys, Jesus
and me. Who spent Sunday morning praising in church,
then dance from the touchdown when he's doing God's work.
The Dallas Cowboys, Jesus and me. Yep, to come laundry.
Dance around naked with long dangling meat. Down at the schoolyard, let the girls get a peek.
The Dallas Cowboys, Jesus and me.
Who says he's sorry for what he's done? For being perverted and flashing his buns.
He's a good ball player. The Dallas Cowboys, Jesus and me. Put Roger Staubach.
Made roly-poly, roly-poly, roly-poly. Hot dang, it's spicy cheese ball. Let all them friends and neighbors come a-calling, cause
anything's good if it sits on a wrist.
The Dallas Cowboys, Jesus and me.
What kind of thing is it what's got one head like Andrea Dworkin?
the other head like Bob Tilton, and two scoops of raisins, because that's the only way he could get it to
sit up straight at the goddamn table.
The Rudy Schwartz Project there, Dallas Cowboys, Jesus and Me. That's one of my favorite songs. And Rudy Schwartz music is also in the background of this from his album Gunther. What is it? Gunther Pops a Stiffy or something like that. Anyway, you can find more Rudy Schwartz music at schwartztone.com. Yes, Schwartz, S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z, tone.com. And that will lead you back to www.shiningsilence.com/RSP for Rudy Schwartz Project. Oh, yes, and now, Just John.
George Allen, welcome to America. Senator George, welcome to America. We got funny-looking people with hard-to-pronounce names. We got senior citizens playing their board games, so step up. Senator Allen, and welcome, welcome. George Allen, welcome to America. Senator George, welcome to America. We got our neatniks, and we got our slobs. We got Fred Phelps, Mickey Mouse, and J.R. Bob Dobbs. We got wounded vets looking for jobs. So step up, Senator Allen, and welcome, welcome, welcome to America, welcome to America. Hey, George, welcome to America. Hey, George, welcome to America. We never thought you'd get here.
Just John did that lovely song, George Allen, Welcome to America. You can download more of Just John's electronica, which is mostly what he does, from just-john.com. And now, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger working with Norel Prep.
Puerto Rican are the same thing as Cuban. I mean, they all are very hot. They all are very hot. Hot, hot, hot. They have the, you know, part of the black blood in them and part of the Latino blood in them. Hot, hot, hot.
And the fact is that the I wear this kind of comments in my house by my kids.
Hot, hot, hot. Puerto Rican are the same thing as Cuban. I mean, they all are very hot. They all are very hot.
Womanizing.
Hot, hot, hot.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is a girly man.
I didn't like it any better than a fan dancer likes a wind tunnel. Well, things were beginning to move like a hula dancer with a hot foot. Well, the whole thing blew up like a hoop skirt in a high wind. Now there were two guys with their mouths open.
That's not funny.
Well, the payoff's about the same.
It's bad. That's better. What difference does it make?
If I wanted to know what you thought, I'd give you a rectal exam.
Can you see any need for human beings and other such things that make for unhappiness? Of course not. You see, when people try to understand each other, they find it's really quarreling and name-calling. Honest it is. Well, that gives us an opportunity to sell you something that's bigger than anything you can buy.
The Self-Genius.
For obvious reasons.
That doesn't look like me at all.
you were turned inside out. That's the way you look.
Apparently, Bob came and did something with all of us.
Praise Bob. Bob.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Lay your hands on the radio. Lay your hands on the radio band at home. And we're going to look to God.
It's not a nightmare that's going to end. It's just beginning because it's inside me.
You have to love Bob. He loves you, Bob. You love Bob. You have to.
Or else what happens if you don't love Bob?
He'll kill you. He'll Bob you out.
Right now, I will give you all my money.
Bob. Bob.
Bob.
Bob.
Bob.
Bob.
Bob.
Bob.
Bob.
Who are the overlords of the UFO? Attention. Attention.
Won't be able to stop it. It's immortality with a price more costly than death.
Attention.
The world stops spinning and the clock stops moving, but something's still ticking and wearing on the inside.
Attention.
And every time you let it go like I'm doing right now, you can feel where. I know from 342 years of experience that time control can only go awry.
The Third World War might begin any minute. We'll all be killed. Why should we bother about giant turtles?
Yes, maybe you're right.
I know how much you love your turtles. But there are other things in life just as important, like having friends.
Our ancient legends did mention fire-eating turtles.
I did that, dear friends, using Reverend Rosna's recordings of everyone at 9X Day saying the word Bob. It also had Byron Werner's recording of all the subgeniuses in 1982 saying Bob, and the Bobs from the movie What About Bob. The music was actually put together by yours truly, Reverend Ivan Stang, and before that we heard lots of Lee Murr. I should mention at this point that I am teaching a course on the history of the Church of the Subgenius and how to run your own mind control cult, do's and don'ts. I'm doing this online with a group called Maybe Logic Academy. And if you're interested in that, you can find the details at maybelogic.org. Maybe Logic are the people that put together a really wonderful feature film about Robert Anton Wilson called Maybe Logic. So they have this whole academy of weird hipsters teaching online courses, and you might want to look at what's available there online at maybelogic.org. But now, let's listen to some Johann Sebastian Bach as reworked by Kenneth New. Johann Sebastian Bach's Contrapuntus 10, performed by Kenneth New. That last name is spelled N-U, and you can get more of that at www.kenneth.new. Not kenneth.com, but kenneth.nu. And now, something new from Reverend New Romanson.
The creation of perfection is no error. Law imperfection.
Keep me covered, Ma.
Logic was impeccable, Captain. We are in grave danger.
Shut up and hold on!
Okay, Junior. Bend over.
Yes, you're right. It is gruesome. Let it rip, boys. Hey, Blackie. Any more babes in there?
Shut up!
From PR News in Washington, I'm trying to murder former housing secretaries in several states. And in Arizona, retiring Senator Paul Sarbanes plummeted to Earth. Wall Street down 4-9. This is PR News. President Bush is calling on voters to intensify their resistance against the United States after an unclaimed black BlackBerry pack spoke to PR News in Washington.
Children's literature. Cult. How does it happen? Fairy kingdom, we're in. I think we've all had dreams. And giving up is the ultimate. The power of positive thinking. Focus on what you don't have. Focus on how things are not how you want them to be. Nothing in the environment supports you. Pain. Pleasure. Pain settle for mediocre lives. It's so easy, isn't it? Why even try? You felt so jaded. And why even try? Why even do this? Watch your coffee. Pain. Besides the media, what else is there? Don't get too excited. Don't get too happy. Don't expect too much. Be negative. Look for what's wrong. Try to find something wrong in advance. Growing wild. Why even try? The 80s were the years of excess. We were greedy and gluttonous. And as long as we wore starched shirts, we could belch at the dinner table. What a wonderful party. How unbelievably egotistical. Ego. That's absurd. What's the problem? What do I mean? Work. Hey, you're gonna screw up. You're gonna be negative. You're gonna make poor decisions. You're gonna say things you shouldn't say, do things you shouldn't do, mess up like you shouldn't mess up. Develop the habit of using the F-word. Fail. PR. Think about it. Experience the mediocre. Have good reason to despair. Ignorance is bliss. People are being laid off. It looks like a very scary thing. You get to live in fear. What? Pretty soon you'll fear. Seek out and surround yourself with fear. Give up.
Sent today at 2:35 a.m.
Really don't care about the Middle East. Lebanon goes on and on. Michael Jackson's strange reactions interest me in the least. Could care less about Jennifer Aniston. Don't even know who she is. Or the latest economic index news. Or whether Gibson hates the Jews. Don't worry about any impact at the pump or stump speeches about welfare leeches or who's being replaced on The View. And I'm tired of Tom Cruise and how much his latest blockbuster is made. And Johnny Depp and all the rest, and just who is getting laid by whom, and corporate copyright warfare and global fucking warming, or child molesters publicly arrested to give the rest of us a warning. Don't need your flag-waving, number one war-winning ways, grinning hideously and fastidiously patriotic displays. Just fuck you and the vultures of your hateful culture wars. Fuck David Letterman and then again all his late-night talk show whores. Fuck your monkey-minded, warmongering, profit-based schemes. Your psychology, your Scientology, and your secret 9/11 conspiracies. And the latest small studies transmitting their dread. And a billion anxious distractions filling up my head. Shiny objects of mollification. And the shallow-headed deification of empty and hollow American idols that you worship and praise with your very attention. Is there anything else that I forgot to mention? No. Just trying to keep my own little mental world in line, just like everybody else. Grateful for the soap, for toothpaste, and four walls, and a bed, and a warm, dry place to crap, and talcum powder on my balls. Grateful for the pill that stops my acid reflux, and grateful for deodorant, and for friends, and clothes, and care. Grateful I've still got my hair, and nose. Grateful for a functioning body. Grateful for food, and bones, and blood. Grateful for the ability to walk, and talk, and live, and move, and breathe. Grateful. grateful for the fact someday I will finally get to leave.
End of message. To repeat, press 1. To save, press 2. To erase, press 3. Goodbye.
There it was! Just like Old Faithful, the eternal fountain of Bill!
Out of town, but then I stopped and took my time for pleasure. I was alone, I looked around, I heard a voice, so I buckled up for safety. I saw myself there on the ground, a pool of sound that showed my own reflection.
In a fountain of filth, it was a fountain of filth, eternal fountain of filth.
I tried to run, I couldn't move, frozen stiff while the thoughts of men infected. Out of my head, the fountain shot, drowned me in a serum that I couldn't put a stop to. It was me, myself and I, locked in a struggle with the talking net below me. I had a hunger to make me do things. I had a hunger to make me say things. I had a hunger to make me want things. I'm just a victim of filth, eternal fountain.
The appeal of eternal fountain of filth, fountain of filth, eternal fountain of filth.
I had a hunger to make me do things. I had a hunger to make me say things. I had a hunger to make me want things. I'm just a victim of filth, eternal fountain of filth. Now I always say, from the power of, from the reach of, than the appeal of eternal fountain of filth, fountain of filth, eternal fountain of filth. I had a hunger to make me do things. I had a hunger to make me say things. I got a hunger to make me want things. I'm just a victim of filth.
Lilith von Fraumensch for that great hour of Slack spooky intro. Before that, we heard Fountain of Filth, an early song by Devo, and The Phone Call, the sort of depressing yet inspiring phone call there, was by Phineas Narco, working as Tapioca, a super something. I can't even read my own handwriting. At nationalcynical.com, you can get a lot more of Phineas's work at and Midnight Voice Jail at nationalcynical.com. And now, more Rudy Schwartz Project.
hair would pop you both if you don't take care.
Most is trash in the flesh. I'll settle his hash. I'll bust right in and twist his chin. I'll get rough. I'll get tough. I'll just call his bluff.
Oh, no.
Was and what is behind me also is Reverend Joe Newman with the Rudy Schwartz Project. Check out schwartztone.com for that. And now Dr. Hal and Philo Drummond on the Puzzling Evidence Show. Hey, what is that?
Oh, it's high speed ranges, eliminating handwork, speeds production, the new Greaves streamlined Reamer driver will come your way pronto. But it could wear a fellow out. In the hands of the machines. So it was, so it will be.
There he went, just blabbing away, endlessly yabbering and babbering.
Talks.
But you knew that
we got worn down.
Machines speak, worn down like the gears, the teeth of
worn
a
down
gear.
Like the gears of time, much like this show is wearing down
in
like
the
gears of
time.
But new super low prices is what you can count on.
Because well, let's not get all
we work for you to keep the prices low.
What is this fascist mercantilism?
What's wrong with keeping the prices low? Well, you know, if prices get any lower, we'll be paying them to take these products away from us.
But who's going to have any money to buy anything, even if the prices are that low? Eh? What about that? Eh?
The rich people will always have money to buy things. So we should sell to them. We should sell our steel-hardened precision ground spiral groove flat interlocks with hardened pin inserted.
How about our
in
steel-toed boots? We could stomp all over God's heaven.
We could stomp all over, stomping around in our stomping boots with our several alloy connections.
I got boots, you got boots, all God's children got boots. When I get to heaven, going to put on my boots, going to stomp all over God's heaven.
And may we send you this booklet? It's called Facts About Taps and Tapping.
Sure, send it to me.
This booklet has been called
the
finest booklet of its kind ever published.
Let me see that thing.
Yes, it contains authoritative, indispensable facts about thread cutting and threading tools.
The world ends tomorrow and you may die. Huh.
Perhaps it contains ideas that will prove helpful and
helpful.
Profitable.
We may with more
in your shop.
Hopeful.
Just Right, the Church of the Soft Jesus, and be amazed at all the slack that will stumble your way. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to P.O. Box 18141 Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118. Or visit our website for free information at www.softgenius.com.
It's time now for Cleveland. Cool Cleveland. Cool Cleveland. Cool Cleveland. Cleveland. Cool Cleveland. Cleveland. Cool Cleveland. Cool Cleveland. Cleveland. Cool Cleveland. For more information, call Cool William Butler Cleveland.
Well, that's just some legal mumbo-jumbo, a boilerplate to keep our noses clean, free and clear, and our heads off the chopping block. Because it's a dog-eat-dog world out there, yes it is, and we're not going to pretend otherwise.
That's right, and if your feet smell and your nose is running, you may want to
you're built upside down.
And you have to listen to this music forever and ever.
Yeah!
Because we're
What happened to the caller?
Little caller's still there.
They like to eat on pickles.
We're dancing with him right now.
Let's dance, caller.
Come on.
Come on, let's dance. Get up.
Move your
butt. Don't be shy.
It's almost 5 a.m.
Rock out, man. Come on, Hal. Let's join in, man. Everybody, up on your feet. Let's dance.
Oh, my gosh, on stilts yet. Oh, I didn't know I had to.
Look, I've got these kangaroo shoes. I'm going to dance with them on now.
Whoop, 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 whoop. Kangaroo shoes.
The collar's rocking out on the phone buttons. Did you notice that?
Yeah. Well, he can.
All he can. All right.
Rocknar wouldn't do such a thing.
No.
That's not Rocknar.
No, it's an
idiot. And by the way, Pope S. Lilith did that new P.O. box in subgenius.com.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that as a listener-supported ministry, that means we depend on your gifts to stay on the air, which is why your financial help is so important. To make your donation, call